From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, June 27th. Coming up, Illinois lawmakers just passed a bill creating a direct admission program to simplify the college application process. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. With heat waves blazing across Illinois this week, researchers have been checking in with farm workers managing crops in the high temperatures. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more from Southern Illinois.
Gabriela Garcia is a research assistant professor at the University of Illinois, Chicago. She works with the Great Lakes Center for Farmworker Health and Well-being. This week, she visited apple and peach orchards in Carbondale, where temperatures reached the mid-90s. She says many farmworkers work from the early morning to late afternoon without getting a break.
Just the way the agricultural industry set up, it does disincentivize a lot of workers from taking care of themselves in the heat, even though they know what to do. They know they should be hydrating regularly. They know they should be taking breaks in the shade.
Garcia's team is providing those workers with lightweight shirts and hats. She hopes the gear will keep them cool, but she says policymakers need to step up to protect farm workers from the heat. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
The city of Urbana is moving to hire more police officers despite pushback from some community members. Officials approved the city's budget with funding for four more uniformed officers. That says the Urbana Police Department has been asking the city for years to increase its staffing levels. Several members of the public have urged the city to develop an alternative response model instead of expanding the police force. That includes Ben Jocelyn.
I'd love for the council to sort of give us a reason why they think that this 71% increase, what it has given us over the last few years, and why they're going against what I believe to be pretty clearly the will of the people.
The council also voted to maintain a 1% local grocery tax. It replaces a state grocery tax that's being phased out next year. Unemployment was down in Illinois' major metro areas in May compared to a year ago. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says that includes Champaign-Urbana. The region's jobless rate last month was 1 percentage point lower than a year ago at 3.2%. The area gained 3,500 non-farm jobs over the past year, mostly in the government sector. That's the biggest gain reported in Illinois' major metro areas outside of Chicago. In the Decatur area, the unemployment rate fell by half a percentage point from last year to 5%. That's the highest jobless rate among the metro areas. And in the Danville area, unemployment fell over the past year by nearly a full percentage point, down to 4.6%. Organizers with Champaign County's 4th of July parade are still looking for volunteers to help run the event. The Champaign County Freedom Celebration is changing its schedule due to a lack of staff. The group is not holding a 5K race, and the parade is starting at 4:30 p.m. next Friday instead of earlier in the morning. Diane Ducey is a local radio personality with Stevie J Broadcasting. She says the celebration is only possible through volunteers and donations.
I know it's harder on the 4th of July,
yeah.
And this year it's on a Friday, so there's a lot of people probably traveling and trying to navigate hosting relatives or however that looks.
You can find more information about the Freedom Celebration and how to volunteer at ipmnewsroom.org. Still to come, Illinois lawmakers just passed a bill creating a direct admission program to simplify the college application process. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 90 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 92 degrees, west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 72 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review. In politics, Governor J.B. Pritzker is running for a third term in the state's top political office. Meanwhile, in the Metro East, the future is uncertain for Granite City's steel mill. And we'll talk about some of the history of Illinois' Forgottonia region. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us. You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois lawmakers just passed a bill creating a direct admission program to simplify the college application process. Peter Medlin spoke with Jose Garcia from the Illinois Board of Higher Education for the details.
What is direct admission? Like, what literally, what would this new law do?
So direct admissions is a new and exciting program that will allow students to be, as the name of the program suggests, or the initiative, directly admitted into colleges and universities across the state. The only requirement for admission will be students' GPA. They will need to meet the GPA requirement that each institution sets.
Each institution gets to set their own standards for GPA, but they're only looking at GPA. They're not weighing other factors like test scores or anything else.
That's right. Each institution, each public university will set their GPA requirement. Students will not need to provide any essays, no letters of recommendation, and application fees will also be waived. So in other words, this is a free program.
And the state does have a direct admissions program now through Common App. Can you talk a little bit about what the difference is between what we have now and what this new law would do?
Right now, students have to take the initiative and open a Common App account and profile and include their GPA. What the bill does and how the program will transform is students will not need to take the initiative. Instead, it will be us. We will have the student's GPA by students opting in, and then they will receive notifications without them having to apply that they have been directly admitted to the universities at which, you know, they meet the GPA requirement.
And again, this is for high schoolers and also community college students looking to transfer to a four-year school as well.
Right. So if you are a community college student who has completed 30 hours and you are eligible to transfer to a public university, you will be able to do so through this program.
Is GPA, is it weighted the same, right? Like high school to high school, we're just looking at across the board, universities are, you know, setting a standard. This is what the standard is, no matter what high school.
Yes, for high school students, whatever GPA requirements the universities set will be the same. We understand that certain high schools weigh GPA differently. And so, you know, we will do the work on the back end to make sure that, you know, however the school weighs the GPA correlates with the GPA requirement that the university sets.
This direct admission program includes all of the state's public universities and community colleges, except for two, the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the University of Illinois at Chicago. Why not those two?
So the University of Illinois at Chicago and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign will reach out through a campaign to students who meet certain criteria to encourage them to apply.
Is there a specific point on the calendar when students would find out exactly how many and which universities and colleges they were directly admitted to?
There's no set date for when all students will find out that they've been directly admitted. Students will find out throughout the course of the year. Now, I should clarify that for the high school class of 2026, which are the rising seniors, those students must create a Common App account and profile and enter biographical information and GPA to participate in the program. The high school class of 2027, which are rising juniors beginning this school year, they will be able to opt in to the program, and that will allow the GPA to be shared on the back end with us so that we're able to do the matches with, you know, with their universities that they're eligible for direct admission.
That was Jose Garcia with the Illinois Board of Higher Ed talking with Peter Medlin about the state's new direct admissions initiative to make the college application process less daunting. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Stephanie Mosqueda, May Antar, Jim Meadows, Anna Coe, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.